Simon Shin Samakimo, and we're in Sif Lamed Daled, we're in the Mishnah Berurah. I think Simon Sif Katan Kuf Mem Dal Kuf Mem Vav. Does that sound right? Yeah. We did Kuf Mem Hay yesterday. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to close off the end, which is 20 amas wide. Like the camera gives you a few options. One is you're going to make a space of 2 amas, put a board which is 3 amas wide, so it's a total of 5 amas. Give a space of 2 amas, and a board which is 3 amas wide, which is a total of 5 amas. This 3 is larger than the 2, which makes it, uses the rule of Ayman Marupa, so it makes it like it's not there. So it's equivalent of a 5 and a 5 closed off. And you have an opening of 10 in the middle. 10 in the middle, you can be misaken. So you put a lefty or a cover there, and you can carry now in your mogul. So in Sukkot and Kuf Mem Vav, he says, Yishar Pesach Roch of Eser Amos, and Kamokim Tzorach Lechi or Kerel Lehatan Mavis. Now you have an opening which is 10 Amos wide, but you still need to some way close up to do a tikkun on the mogul by putting a lechi or a cover. Okay, the loy other mishar mavuos down, but this is not a better situation than any other mavi, which is 10 amas wide and has an opening, which you need to some way address it. When noisin akara rakol shetach u'eser amas, you only need to put the kara across the 10 amas gap. You don't need to put the kara all the way across because we look at the area, which is 3 and then 2, as if it's totally closed. So that's not an issue. So if you draw your kara. So here's the wall, here's two amas, here's three, and here's 10 in the middle. The car only has to go in the middle area, it doesn't have to go address the side. You want to put a lechi, you put the lechi here, not in the side, because there's no need to address the sides. I mean, apasim halon al ksolim nitorim b'lav hachim mishum ayman rabba l'parit. From the pass to the side, this 2 amas is considered closed off based on the rule of ayman rabba. Based on the rule of ayman rabba, so that's not a problem.
Okay, so you're saying if you have a kids who is tumtumah, then you should say gadasek.
Okay, now the shartzion and kuflam adalim.
I'm just wondering.
Ask the question. Why doesn't the pass do double duty? The pass will close up these 5 amas by being more than the 2. Okay, so that's like 5. But also let the pass be the lechi for the 10 opening. Opening of 10 in the middle. So he quotes that you have to make either a lechi or a kara. Rashi Tosis Rashi Ritua. We don't count the pass as the lefi. Mishum dehu muflig men a kesa shlosh tefachim. Vayli el b'sif vav v'bir alachim. So he says that's an important rule. The lefi always has to be put immediately adjacent to the wall. So even though I'm telling you that we look at that area as if it's closed off, because the pass is 3. Is larger than the 2, which is open. When you use the rule of Amir Maruba, but the Maisa as a lechi, it's not next to the wall, so you can't use the pass as a lechi, and you have to make a different lechi besides. Okay, Kuf Mem Vav. Okay, Kokoyetsu Bezed. The Hanashir Chagai Ba'Amos Mekosel Biyasa Pashal Sheish Amos. You could theoretically give a gap of 4 amas and then put a pass of 6 amas, and the 6 amas is more than the 4, it'll close off the 4. And then you'll have an opening on the other side of 10. You had an opening of 20, make a gap of 4, make a pass of 6. A pass of 6 is larger than the 4, it's mavatal the 4. Then you have an opening of 10 on the other side. 10, you want to 10. It's a valid opening for a mobi. Okay. Kuf Mem Ches. Now he said, however, this, you have to be careful that you cannot walk through the smaller opening. Because if you do,
That becomes the Pesach of the Mavi, and the Pesach, so therefore it becomes at least a Pesach of the Mavi, and we'll have a problem with that. We'll see what it is in a second. Okay. Now, you totally have to be careful, but it says, this concern over here, the Gemara says, we're not worried about it. We assume that it'll work properly, that people will go through the larger one, but if somebody goes to the smaller one, you have to address that problem. You can't do that. Because somebody will walk through the smaller one, it'll be batal. If this becomes you put the lechi or the kura in the opening of the mavi, well, what's the opening of the mavi? The opening of the mavi now becomes a smaller one and not the larger one. So you can't put an opening in the opening of a tikka in the opening of the mavi. And so you pick which one is the opening of the mavi. That's what Chazal said. You have to put a tikkun. So once you have the smaller one, the larger one becomes a problem. He says, and the Mechaber says, the only eitzah is to make a tzuras of Pesach lezuta. That's what the Mechaber says in Kuf. So the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Nun says, "I'm the chiddush of Rikveger Hashem and Tameir." Rikveger has a question on this. My mahani b'masho is a tzuras of Pesach lezuta. The point is, once this becomes the entrance way, the other one's not the entrance way, so you can't make a tikkun over there. But so over here you have a tikkun, it's very nice, but you have this opening without a tikkun. You can't make a tikkun over there because this is what people use to walk. So what you accomplish? And therefore he suggests, you don't put a tzuras Pesach on the cut on the zuta. You put a tzuras Pesach on the rabba, on the larger opening. Once it's a tzuras Pesach, it's a tzuras Pesach. So that's the Pesach. It gets a shame Pesach automatically. I get a tzuras Pesach. So when you sack it, it's a place where you can make a tikkun, and you made a tikkun. And a small one, right? If you walk through the small one, it doesn't bother us. Because the large one has taken care of. And the small one, there's little every marupa, it's like to close that off. Because the pass was larger than that space. So the small one is taken care of, the large one is taken care of, and we're very happy.
Smaller one is like it's closed.
Because the pass between it and that was larger than it, so it's divided.
Completely covering the whole length
of the back wall. Even though a lot of people are walking through it, we can see.
We're putting this pass here to reduce the width though of the opening of the mavi. And so she pass echo shalom. Doesn't have to be one board. Al bekana kana pachas mi shloishet sagi. It can be verticals placed within three tefachim of each other. The pachas mi shloishet shalom dami. Love it is like it's closed, so we'll consider that these little poles. So it's one complete board. And there's no thing of the ha'gisa of the ha'gisa of batal by love, which we've said before. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah Kufa Nala. Shalom Dami, the Ritzalomer of Al Kane. In Shach Lomer, Bazaar, I'll say, Avir like Yisum, Avir like Yisum, about the lit. because it's closed. So it's not both. The air space here, there's space here. And this gap, which is 2 tefachim wide, is larger than this thing, which is only a tefach. So that's the rule. If it's larger, you have an opening over here of 5 amas. You open it over here of 2 tefachim, and this is only 1 tefach. If it's larger on both sides, no, love is closed, so it's not important. Okay. We're going to make a siyum now on Simon Shin Samach Gimel. Sif Lamed Vav. Movi Sheshavim Mitzaychoy. It's a flat movi. But a midroin, here's Shmokim Meshupa L'Shusarab. There's at the end of the movi, it is at an angle, it's a slant when it goes down to L'Shusarab. There was the actual height of the movi. The back end of the movi was higher than the height of the L'Shusarab. So there was a slant, there was a ramp going down to L'Shusarab. At the beginning of the Mavi, it's at the same height level as the Shizrabi, and then it slants down into the Mavi. The Mavi is a lower level. So the Zidim tell me, slak it. In part of the Chumis, slak it. Ma'at, Achen, Magbia, Asura, Mutech, Arba Amis. If there'll be a gain of 10 tefachim within in a distance travel of the 4 amas. Arehu kilu zokuf kula. We deal with it as if it's straight up and down. Then it's zorak shum tikum. So like you have a wall there. Ubezeh tail havi kim mechitza. Because we deal with the tail as if it accesses the wall. Which is the concept which we met before. Okay, Mishnah Berurah tikum beis. Midrash Zorah. Mishnah Berurah karka movi gavoya mikarka Mishnah Zorah. The level, the height of the ground of the Mavi was higher than that of the Rishon Zorah. Butzuk l'shapeya etzus piska the tzad Rishon Zorah. So they had to make a slant going down to Rishon Zorah. Shav Rishon Zorah. Rishon Zorah and Gavoya Mikarka Mavi. The Zorah was higher. Piska Mavi nami min apesav ifnim Gavoya Mikarka Rishon Zorah. And that it stepped in, it was the same height. And then it went down. And the first half an amma was the same height as the going towards the back of the mob. The back of the mob, which is called the Dovim Soy, the middle wall, supposed to be the two side walls of the mob, the back wall is called the middle wall. It's going down, slides down towards, as you go back towards the back wall. So if it goes, the angle is such that it's going to change the height of 10 tefachim, either up or down, as it travels 4 amas in distance, that's called as if it's a wall. If the length of this ramp is 4 amas long, and by the time you finish traveling that 4 amas, it is now 10 tefachim higher than it was before. Heavy kimechitza, it's like a wall. If you have to travel 5 amas to get the height of 10 tefachim, a gain of 10 tefachim. Come on, the lesser number, we ignore it. Sharkar kadami is like a regular flat ground. That's considered a normal slant, which is easy to use. Now we pointed out that these their musagim was called easy and hard, different than ours.
Or it could be just simply
if a Talmis Lachan is a 22-degree, 24-degree slant, depending how you stand. The two ways of understanding Talmis Lachan. We mentioned both of them. When you say 4 amas, are you talking about on the hypotenuse of amas, or talking about on the leg of the triangle? If it's on the hypotenuse, it's going to be 24. If it's on the if it's on the leg, it's going to be 22 degrees. It's a slant. So that's a very steep slant. So we said, well, it's 5 amas, so it's going to be now only 20 degrees. Ah, now it's easy to use. They're just talking about what's easy. It's different than ours.
What is Healy? What would you say Healy is?
So much so that
we're not able to
6 degrees, 7 degrees.
I don't have a good judgment.
As the surface that we now have been hit with 3 walls. Now we have a
pressure.
So I'm not sure if we're just coming to
this. We once made a calculation of the kevish in the Mesimikdash. The kevish in the Mesimikdash is a tremendous length.
We have to come on to the
the picture of like leaving things on the kevish. How do you? I mean, it was 10 amos. It was 9 amos tall, and it was 30 amos long.
32.
It was 30 amos
long. 30 amos long.
The kevish. Right. So 9. 32. So we worked out, you know, with the worked out the angle, and it was upper 20s. Or something.
Kahanim only worked
with 50. I'm
not sure.
The mission talks about they would put leave certain items on the kevish and go a jug of oil. A jug of wine. They put the nesachim there on the cabbage, and they go and feed the shema. How do you keep the thing like this? You know, I guess it's part of the maze. We understand why.
That's not brought down as one of the nesachim.
Right, I don't know.
There's a list of what the nesachim are.
Right, this wasn't one of them. Right.
It's a heavy jug, it's not a problem. That's how heavy the jug was.
Konim stopped at doing regular voter at 50?
No.
No? They went on forever?
They went on so they were able to do the voter. The test for trying to do the voter was if you could stand on one foot and tie your shoe with the other foot. Tie the shoe while standing on one foot.
That's good.
The minimum, the smallest
sukkah. I suggest that to people who are able to do it. It's a good exercise.
Okay. Ben Sarah should take it. So that change in height is as if it's a wall. I would be sure who Mishabu Gorel, even though it's really it's in an angle.
Your head, the majority of your body,
and your tail. That's what the law feels. It was our tail. The tail, the angle, functions as a machit. Okay, it was our tail. Mishabu Gorel is kuf involved. You can call the ear Mukavis tail. You built this, the city was on a plateau. And then you built houses there. So great. So you have it's equivalent to a wall all around the city. Oh, sir. Why the Lahabi Mukhav Ladira? Because the wall was there before you had houses. Kamoisha Kosa Basimish and Chesed Beis. Vine Shom Sivches. Even if you're going to then build a wall, an actual wall around the city, it doesn't help because the wall which you're adding is irrelevant. It's not necessary because there's a wall there. Look, a wall there already because it's all in a plateau. So you can't carry them. Now, you tell your pochus me a sort for. If the gain was less than 10 tefachim. And then you added a wall which completed the 10th tefachim. So Mahani, so when you built this house, you had the wall. Is that a heck of Havi Mukha Vadir? So now you're making the heck of around the area where there's houses already. The Nasa Achashin is not here.
Right, stones and lime.
Okay, you're on the stock, and I feel you your tail some of the air cooler. Another solution you would have, even if the tail goes all the way around.
So what Rashi's saying.
So what's the solution? If you tail, the shetah, if you're using the
that you're building.
Take an area which is less than, which is more than 10 amas wide, and that's a, you know, it's not too tall. Dig out, and it should be lower there. So now it doesn't have a wall there.
That is ground.
You have a piece of more than 10 amas. Now the city is closed. Then you close it off for the purpose of hekev. Then build it up again. So if you make an opening which is more than 10 amas wide, and then you, so now it's not mukif, it's not surrounded, and then you build it up again, so it's now surrounded for the purpose of the era, and that's okay. There is a ditch around the city which is 10 tefachim deep. And it's 4 tefachim wide. That's like a wall. And now, eventually dirt piles in. An area of the ditch got filled in. It's no longer 10 tefachim deep.
And then also in that second, also
If the area which got filled in is no longer deep enough, is not 10 amas wide, real kipesach. So it means you have a wall, there's an area which is less than 10 amas, which is open. It doesn't have a wall, so it's like there's a doorway right there. We said that's fine. But it's more than 10 amas wide. So it acts as a pyramid.
We're not concerned about such a thing. If such an arrangement is okay. Basimel says, Yara, these things are
which direction are we talking about, the Eser Amas?
Where are you? Going around, so the city was surrounded, and the width-wise, there was an opening 10 Amas wide. More than 10 Amas.
That's the question. By the minimum size,
okay.
There's a question.
Zok, Shin Samar Dal. Didn't love him, a foolish, but also can nadle. Okay, so. So about a case where Mobi is Mufulish, means it's open at both ends. Until now we're talking about Mobi, which is closed on three sides. And now we're talking about Mobi, which is open at both ends. Nadal is.
The reason why Beisham I said that's okay. He also
goes in and out.
That's the reason why your shulchan can be outside the sukkah.
Picture of Nadal over here. Discuss over here. You have this is a mobi. These are small mobis attached to it. Oh, dude, that's it's also a Nadal. Which would be more approximate what we have in the, more along with what we have nowadays. Bobby my foolish Mishnei Rosh and Shizarab. A Mobi which is open on two ends, both ends there is Shizarab passing by, so there's houses here, houses of the terrace here. Here's the Mobi which is Rabbim here, Shizarab here.
First of all,
over here, there's a rabbi. Over here, there's a carmel. There's a park. Oh, Shnei Rosh and Pesukim the carmel. So both ends are open to the carmel. Serves a pesach mikan. Lechem mikar mikan. You have to put a serves a pesach on one end, then you can put a lechi or a kar on the other end. Okay. One end is open to the rab.
And let's say you have your
open ends in a chotzer. The chotzer is not a chotzer which is rabbis, which you want to carry in. So if that chotzer is going to approximate theoretically the same problem, that it's an area you can't carry. So we discuss it, you can't carry because there's a rab here, it's a karmelis here. And I was in the middle. Here's the Zerab. Here's the Chatzim. And it's red. So you can't carry that. So what do you need over there? In a circle, a lechi, a kar, a b'shnei rosh. You can put a lechi in either way.
Well, the Rishonim argue, so you know that the law is like Beishamah
when it comes to the Rishonim. Hago, b'chol zek, she'esh le tenoim, am lorim le'el, b'sim and shins, am a gilom, b'sim chovo, din mobi, am eno rak, k'chatzir, tzor tink in the chatzir, b'shnei so. We're assuming that it meets all other criteria of a mobi, it's long enough, it's wide, it's longer than it's wide, it's at least 4 amas long, it has chaseris, it has batim, it has all the conditions of being a
mobi. So just like the
halach
is like Beisham
regarding the mobi,
then that reasoning should also carry over.
Now, Omar Shoyse Mobi, it's not wide enough to be Shizarabim, otherwise, there's Shizarabim here, and people are traveling through here, and it's 16 hours wide. So it's a Shizarab.
Right.
Finally, I have a Shimim Hesed Chesed Test, the Bishop Rishon.
Thank you.
there were some cases over there where you had an issue of a flow of traffic going through a mavi, which even was less than 13 amas, less than 16 amas wide, if it was paralleling with the flow of the Shesurabi. The Shesurabi would flow through there, even though it lost the width of 16 amas, it remains with the Shesurabi. That's what he's referencing back over there.
Parallel.
It's going in the same direction. So the Shesurabi is going this way. This is whatever it is. Then all of a sudden there's an area which is a mulberry in the sense of there's containers in the bottom opening into it, etc. And but the flow that's around goes through the mulberry, but the mulberry is nearer. So he said as long as it's 13 and a third amas wide, that's the Rishon Rav. You know, that doesn't mean and here's Rishon Rav, and over here you have again Rishon Rav with the other end. Correct, as we said.
We're talking here. It's a straight Rishus Arabim. It's a road. The road narrows, but it's still a road. Here, there's a Rishus Arab on one side, one on the other.
Correct.
And this is really private property almost. There's no reason for the B'nai Rishus Arabim to go through there.
Correct.
I mean, some might, because it's crowded on one Rishus Arabim. But it's not part of the flow. It's completely different.
Correct.
Or does it mean really that the minimum size is 6x6 tefachim? But
then from, you know,
what happens
about
if
the
six by six tefachim is enough for your roshim?
The bridge is not considered a
tefachim.
We're talking about the problem with the bridge.
The one tefach,
you know,
where
the flow is now
the
going into the.
So what would be? Meaning really 6x6 tefachim is.
That's not a problem of.
But you have your table
that's not making
the
it
the
rabbi.
What's the concern? So that's how you understand
Bishop.
That wasn't the stuff.
That wasn't the issue. The issue where there was, you know, the pierce and then the wall.
Right.
So you put the source of Pesach on one side, it's like there's a wall there. Now it's like a mobi which has three walls. Now the other side you can put a lefty or a kara. Okay, so he says the same thing with the two caramels. What about a case where it ends in a chotzer shein and merevis?
So there I can assume that every time it says lefty or a kara, that if I decided to put it to a sepesach, I'd definitely be okay?
For sure. I said that is correct, at least not 9% of the case.
No, 6x6
might be
is okay.
I expected at least one exception.
And really,
I expected that, but I meant beside that one exception.
Outside the sukkah.
You want to know if there's two exceptions?
Two?
I know, you want to know if there's two.
There was more than one, exactly. The one I knew that had to be
drawn after your table.
The concert and the reps. Now,
funny thing, we talked about this before, and this is a case where
so the argument was that if it's open to a caramel, which is a rabbin, it's open. So I have to close it off with a certain passive. Now I have walls on three sides. So now I can put a lefty or a kara. Over here it's open to a chatzar shen merevis, but there's a wall there. Chatzar is closed off. So the problem isn't steamer. The problem is I have to block it from an area which I can't carry in. For that a lefty which should be sufficient. So they recommend a lefty on either end. The key of the chatzar yeshem mechitza is sorry, and movi, but foolish. It's not an open ended movi. I just need to delineate that the mavi goes till here, and we're not connected with you over there. We don't need to make any type of a sheet of between the two of us.
I would venture, I suppose, that now the
said as a lach of a machitza.
Right. Well,
the car is just hacker. You need to make some sort of machitza between you and these people that you can't carry. This way, because the two you connect,
now
neither you can carry because you're connected. So we have to make a machitza. A lefty function is a machitza. You don't need a source of passage. You don't need this. Besides it, you need a machitza. So some say you need a left or left.
Is the general name for a chatzir, the usual situation with a chatzir that's opening into a mavli, that it needs pas or something?
Well, normally, a chata going into the mavi, which is more of with the mavi, doesn't need anything. That's, it just flows into the mavi. That's it's part of the mavi. Over here, the case was, this chata was not connecting into the mavi. It was, had its own exit on the other side, and it was going out that way. And but the problem is, it's open, if there is an actual opening. So, if you wouldn't address it in some way, you're saying, well, these two areas open from one to the other, and they cannot carry one to the other because they didn't make any roof, so you can't carry.
Basically,
the business talks about it. See, it is closed at all. The closet, the chacha is not walking in this mavi.
What's the reasoning?
Because she has a pasuk lemavi akhri, it has an opening to the living mavi. On the regilah boy mikvar, this is the mavi that usually goes out. So now I have a different problem. One of my members of my mavi didn't join it. So nobody can carry. So I'll put a wall there. I don't care what you put there. So long as there's a way to get in, the wall of the door is the same. It also doesn't work.
So let me ask you a question.
So I don't care if you put. Filters and peasants. The law says in a loyal slati, shom loy nishtatim and mavi zeh, mishar chaterus and psuchos loy. In this chaterus, has to jump in all the other chaterus. Nisham and boy in the circle of cloud. So what should cost of a sin chip? And if it's mishate, so it's part of the group.
Why is this different than any other mavi? What's the difference?
So whenever I have a mavi, there's five chaterus opening to the mavi. All five have to join. If they don't, I can't care.
Right.
Here's a situation where one of the chatzeris, there's four chatzeris, there's a fifth chatzer at the end, which had it's opened up to a different mob, and its flow of traffic was through that other mob.
So it doesn't open to this mob.
No, there's an opening between the mob.
Yeah, but it opens to another mob.
And the flow of traffic of that chatzer, they always go out to the mob.
Okay.
So that situation, it doesn't need to be stopped. It's not saying, well, the people of the mob didn't join. It's not part of this mob. It goes out of different mob. He joined another mob.
Oh, so he doesn't have to join.
But since that they're open one to the other, so I have a problem. I need to somebody close it off. Otherwise, you say, well, there's a clear connection between these two people, which are separate houses,
right.
And you need to make some type of a separation. So for that, a lefi is a mob.
So what you do with the lefi is separating this one butzer that's
from the rest of the mob.
From the rest of the
sukkah needs to be able to contain your table.
Now, this is all talking about that the mavi meets all the criteria of a mavi.
Yes.
If it doesn't have all the criteria, the mavi doesn't meet the definition we described before. What's called a mavi? So now it's a chotzer. Can a filu im ha'im a foolish b'sheisod b'shezorah? Have a chotzer which opens the two ends of b'shezorah. It's a great shortcut through the chutz. Right? There's no mavi over here. There's a large courtyard with 10 houses around it. There's a courtyard in the middle. People run through from one end to the other. So what's the law? In Sark Rak Tikun Chatzim Mishnei Tzadok. The Hanu Mikotzad Shnei Pasim Mishnei Pasra Aruch Avarbu. So you do a Tikun Chatzim on this opening, Tikun Chatzim on that opening, and that's it.
Then you have an area.
The mavi was made for the for carrying traffic. So mavi needs, if it's open up to Rishon Rabbi, becomes. It starts smelling bad. Starts smelling of this dog is made for flow. You better close it off. The clutch is not made for traffic. It's made for the use of the people. I didn't look coming through. They'll never do it. So Chazal never gave it a separate thing.
So my question is,
next step is a very important step. Since the passion doesn't work, lucky doesn't work, current doesn't work, nothing works to close off Rishon Rabbi, except for the wall, except for actual doors. Okay. And the first sheet over here, the Mechaber says, and the doors have to actually be shut at night. So we have Rosh Hashanah, and at this end there's doors, there's a gate. This end there's a gate, and they close the gate at night. It's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. Now it's a chutzah. Okay. But yeah, Shimon. Obviously, Eden in Nolas. Even if you don't actually close them, it's not Shimon. 3 years in the Nolas. They have to be Roy to close. For example, Shimon, we should close, but offer the dirt built up around the door. The door stuck. So practically, you can't shut the door. So the found a son, you have to clean out the dirt. We socked and Shimon, you still know, they have to be able to move. Bachosh also tikkun the losses. Once we have these doors, Tashuba Kula Kikotzer Achas, Ben Mavoy Seat, Sweet Tikkun. So now, it accomplishes that it's a Kotzer, so all the Mavuos which are emptying into that are all like all part of this big Kotzer. And it totally changes the landscape of the city. That this is not a city which has the Tzeres and Mavuos and Rishat Rabin. This is a city which is one, the city which is one big Kotzer. So you just, that's all you do. You make it really good savers around the city, of the city. And Shalom Yisrael. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Sif cut in the head. They are 16 amas wide. They go straight from one gate of the city to another gate of the city. The other examples, fine. You have losses at both ends. It's a large community, has a large kotzer. Does not work on Rishon Rabbi. If the door is actually shut, there's a door on one end, and that's enough to make it not a shizurab. There's something there which stops the shizurab from going. There's a door. And therefore, Masagim is in the shade.
You
can let me
or her. You mean it's locked or you, it's shut? It's shut. So somebody can open it and go through.
But the concept of it being a door, I guess, discusses it, of it being a shut down gateway.
It can be shut by day also, normally it was that people, during the day people would go there. So at night time people would go and close the gate.
I guess the question is, how does that take off the shame of Shizurabi? Normal traffic is during the daytime, so if you're letting traffic go through during the daytime and you're shutting it at night when people aren't normally traveling anyway. Certainly in that era for electricity.
Well, it's an interesting question. In other words, the point of here is even nighttime is closed. Since the door is open, outside your circuit, you're going to be drawn out. Never thing is closed.
What's going to happen when you're drawn out?
And this is not a thing that you're going
to happen?
So now the question is, okay, so how often do you need it? Do you need it once a day? Do you need it once a week? So I have in Yerushalayim, I have areas where they're in Shabbos. But they close it. They close up the gate. Some type of barrier across. Makes it barrier. Doesn't make a difference. If there's an actual door there, a gate there, which you can move across. So, and they close it on Shabbos. Maybe that's enough. So when you're just around anymore, so now you can make an air around that area.
It's on Shabbos, so now it's functioning as a wall anyway.
But the problem is it's just around. You can't make it, so the rest of the area, there's a source of Pesach around. Doesn't help me. You can't make a source of Pesach around just around. So what is this road?
We
have a road. There's a nice wide highway. It's 32 feet wide. So just around, according to everybody, has a flow of traffic. Everybody goes through, etc. So I'm making sure it's a pass. Ready to score my health. So I'm going to put this. So that's a shard.
How long are you just saying it's at night? Say how long does that mean?
The entire night?
That's talking about the area.
That's also.
Rashi is going in order a bit more, and Rashi is now talking about the history. say that minimum size of meat is a kosher sukkah, which is 7x75. But according to our case, if we're saying that area off of the 5 was kosher, then really.
The most of the brings over here an interesting question. Remember, there were two types of Meshitsa Rabbins that we mentioned before. There was the highway, the roads. There's also the plaza where everybody gathered. So on a road, we understand that a gate is an impediment to the road. Right, the plaza, everybody gathered in the plaza, and then you shut the gates around it theoretically. Fine, that's right. So he brings over here from the Chamsi says, based on a Rashba, that gates won't help for that. For a plaza, gates don't help. It only helps for roads.
Simple. What are you saying? Gates don't help. What do you have to do?
Once Chazal is
out
of Gzera, even though the Tom behind the Gzera is not there, still the Gzera is in place and anything that's less than
Now, the Yeshua, some say you don't have to actually shut it, just has to be Roy to shut.
So the reasoning behind the Gzera.
In general, the Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions. Presents the first opinion as a fact. This is the law. And some say this. So we understand that he's preferring the first one that he said over the second. If he says, Yeshua, I'm this. So then we pass along the Kibasra.
How do we know that rule?
Which one? Lacha Kibasra?
The latter.
Lacha Kibasra is a din of Shas. Generally, the standard of the Bor and Shas, that was the Kibasra. The Lishna Basra is always preferred to Lacha Rishna Lishna Ka. So we find these are the right answer to the Gemara. But that's if it's Yeshua, it's over here. One sheet. This is the way it is. Like, we have to have it, then it's closed. And some say it's okay if it's not closed. So, he's preferring the first opinion.
The minimum size, you did right. Or you could say that
the only way you can close a Rishus HaRabim is with the losses. We are a Shalom to our cities. We put a Tzurus HaPesach around our cities. The roads might be quite wide. And they go straight through the city. The main highway goes through the town. We said before that the roads which go from year to year, by definition, of the Mishnah Sarab. So your highway, your interstate highways, and within Mishnah Sarab, as long as they're wide enough, which they are. So now the interstate highway runs through the middle of the town. So Gvald Mavel, so you can't make a Tzurus HaPesach over that, but they were doing it. We didn't have Rishus HaRabim, Gamra Yedei said. So that's Rishus HaRabim, Galeel B'Sim Hashem Remhei. So the fact is that the only solution will be the losses.
We'll see.
So how do we understand what we're doing? The only way we can understand what we're doing is that we are relying on the Yesh Arimrim, the opinion which you mentioned before in Simon Shimon Mei, the Shazar Abin Loi Havi, Elam Kain, Shishan Reboi, Boikin Boi. It's only Shazar Abin if you also have traffic of 600,000 people traveling through there. That's not common. Prima God. So, a city Eruv, which we have, a city Eruv, is relying on that opinion of 600,000, that you need 600,000. Okay, now, all of them. Bam is Harvard Rishonim Cholkum Al Yesh Arimim Adnan. Many Rishonim argue on that opinion over there in Simon Shimon Bay. Kumash Iksab Lashom and Simon Shimon Bay, like we pointed out before. Well, okay. After limchus lachem and the hokal I get it serves the best. We do not need to protest people who rely on the air which an air of a city of Tirsapes. Because that has become the standard way of doing it. Any person who cares about his nefesh should be careful. You should not use the beer alocha, you should not use the Tirza Pesach alone as a heter to care. So Shabur is very clear, he's against the heter of caring in the citywide area because based on the Tirza Pesach, which is what we do. Okay. Now, the argument why the fact that the Shita holds it's roy to close is not enough. I mean, it has a din of a mechitza. There's doors there. Doors when they're open are still a mechitza. But also rabbim about the mechitza. So when the door is shut, they're not coming through. The rabbim's talking about the mechitza. So that gives it a full shame mechitza. But if it doesn't get closed, so the fact that rabbim goes through there takes away the shame mechitza. Let's take a look at the Berel Locha. Let's take a look. Two or three minutes. Pushing in all this Balad. You love how you know Ulois. A Kosh can search the passive Levad. Five Katas of Deazu. The person who carries there is carrying the Mishas around the Raisa. Does he rob him about the Mechitzta? Udas a Riff, a Rosh, a Smag, by person Shavio, the Rebirachan on the Locha, and also rob him about the Mechitzta. Fine. B'day Ashniya, who das a Rambam. The second opinion over here in the Shulchan Aruch is the Rambam Shita, that Roy Linol is enough. Okay. The Rambam filled with Hoyu Delos's cloud. Kim Sursa Pesach. Gam can even chayiv chad. The front of the Rambam Sursa Pesach would also work. He holds like Rambam Lozer. But also Rambam about the Mechitzta. Kei Kosa Barach Rambam. But we gave me the Rambam Sursa Pesach Delos Gamadayt. So the front of the Rambam Sursa Pesach would drop it down at least to a status of not a derisive. So we said before, the Rambam is more machmer when it comes to Sursa Pesach. The Sursa Pesach can't, if it's Horitz Meruba, you can't use Sursa Pesach. But at this point, the Rambam is being made once it's there, it acts as a mechitza, and if it's just a rabbin, it will be the right thing. So there is one element the Rambam gives us a cool. I do think, though, from the Rambam, a case where it's Poritz Meruba. From the Rambam, you need to make the Sursa Pesach every 10 Amos. You can't make an opening more than 10 Amos. So that, if it's more than 10 Amos, it's not a valid Sursa Pesach according to the Rambam. So our city won't meet the Rambam at that point either. So the beer loch over here, the second beer loch, says the 600,000 thing really bothers him a lot. So how do we understand this? So we're going to have to make it. We're going to the Rambam paskins that the Rambam is not about the mechitza. So I have a Tirza Pesach, which according to us we define as a different than the Rambam. But whatever it is called a valid Tirza Pesach, according to the Rambam, you pass like your laws that Rambam is not about the mechitza. So the Rambam that you need to lose. For the Rambam, I can come along and say, well, something on the sheet of 600,000. You need to say on a dryce level, we should be makel. Say, well, you need 600,000. Not even most general, you don't need 600,000. So what are we doing? Terrence says, we must say that we're holding like the second sheet over here of this sieve is the Igrup stock. therefore, which is the Rambam, holds that the fast does not go through, does not take away the din mechitzah, and that works by tzuras hapesach. So the right level of tzuras hapesach will work over here. Well, the Rabbanu doesn't work. Why is Rambam? Well, who said this is the Rambam? For the Rabbanu, I can say he's not saying it's not the Rambam. That's the Rambam who says the next Rambam. I combine these two things. So it comes out, but that's why he pointed out that in the Mishabura, the Shulchan Aruch is bringing the second opinion to the Yeshar. The old Nikir Pesach is not like that. But the Rambam, Dr. Kusha, argues that Nikir Pesach is the second sheet. So especially once that's true, even though they're more here, it's not my gear. So the Shartzim points that out in Sukkot and Tess. Well, at least according to the Darki Way, Darki Moshe, the Igra Akroa is like the Rambam. We have a better understanding of why we are comfortable relying on the Tzurza Pesach around our city. We found the Darki Moshe at that point. The Igra Pesach is like the Rambam. So this whole Darabona that you need the losses. If it's just a Rambam. Who said it's just a rabbit? For the Rabbanan, I can relate and say, well, for those things are 1,000. No, it's just a rabbit. It's just a path is enough. Because the rights of level, it's just a path that took away the din of just a rabbit.
Going back to the Rambam, you might mention, the Rebbe mentioned before, the Rambam does it more by two of the Pesach, but it's more than...
Right, we're not giving the Rambam that point. We're saying, we in the Fetch of the Pesach know it's a rabbit. But the Rambam came along and said, whatever source of Pesach is, Rambam can't be a rabbit. We pass like people lose. There's no thing to rob about the teacher. See, Rambam himself personally wouldn't like our Tzuras HaPesach. But once I pass like the Rambam, that Midrashis, Rambam is not about the Tzuras HaPesach. And I pass before my own definition of Tzuras HaPesach, whatever that is. So this is not a Midrashis anymore. So that's the next real Shasalot. So it's a